Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Yesterday was supposed to have been the deadline for millions of federal workers to say whether they wanted to take those buyouts from the Trump administration. A federal judge, however, has stepped in, putting the plan on hold until a hearing can be held on it, at least until Monday. It appears that USAID's workforce will be trimmed from about 14,000 people to fewer than 300 around the world. A nasty week for winter weather, especially in the Northeast. Here's ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
A dangerous mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain in New England. Cars and trucks colliding. Ice-covered roads and white-knuckle driving. Accidents littering the Massachusetts Turnpike near Boston. In Pennsylvania, trucks and cars stranded. Ice encasing trees and taking down power lines in Virginia. And now, another round of winter weather will slide from the northern plains right through the Northeast this weekend.
Strong winds toppling trees and damaging property outside Knoxville, Tennessee. Two people were killed, three hurt. This is ABC News. In Brazil, a small plane made an emergency landing on a street. May have also hit a bus and several vehicles in a Sao Paulo neighborhood. There are reports of two people dead. Frightening moments during a mass inside a Spokane, Washington cathedral.
With hundreds of worshipers gathered, a man suddenly standing up and charging the altar, then attacking one of the priests, trying to punch him in the face.
It's all right, just calm down. It's okay, buddy. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. It's
okay. Parishioners and a security guard are seen rushing to the altar, where they hold the man down until police arrived. The priest unharmed.
That's ABC's Kena Whitworth. While President Trump has not announced tariffs against European countries, some wine lovers aren't taking any chances. U.S. importers are stockpiling Italian Prosecco. U.S. imports of Italian sparkling wine skyrocketed by 41% in November following the election, far exceeding consumer demand. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Bucks in Atlanta. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks play the Atlanta Hawks tonight at the State Farm Arena. Some new faces on the team, including Kyle Kuzma and center Jericho Sims, after those trades made before the deadline. Gone after 12 years with the Bucks is Chris Middleton, center Brooke Lopez.
I'm thankful that I got to know him as the man that he is. I got to know his whole family, you know, his wife and kids. I always love them. They'll always be special to me. You know, I'm obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment, you know, and I wish him nothing but the best.
NFL Super Bowl 59 coming up this Sunday in New Orleans. Even though he's played in five Super Bowls in the last 6 years, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says he still gets a little nervous before the kickoff.
You're going to have nerves before the game, just like any big game. I think if you don't have nerves, you don't love the game enough. I have a better feel for how the week goes, and so I know when the media is, I know when practice is. I have a good plan for the week, and I think that's helped me on being more settled throughout the week.
That's the Chiefs' Patrick Mahomes. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials, and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through most of Saturday with around 4 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late Saturday evening. Today, mostly sunny, partly cloudy this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
It is 8 degrees outside right now.
Max Inc. has a super show this weekend. Join us as we welcome The Flavor That Kills, Rob Dees and the Steepwater Band. Plus, we'll talk weather with Rippyology. Saturday and Sunday evening at 6, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion non-obtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here in a good-looking Friday morning. 8 degrees in Green Bay, 8 degrees in Appleton, 9 degrees in Oshkosh. Coming away 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide and 1590 AM for all of our friends in Finland and Prague. And we're being joined right now. Who is man is in? Where is he? Mark, where are you? You're in like some foreign country, right? Mark Houston, yeah, Bell Sports Medicine?
Kimberly.
Yeah.
I'm in Howard right now.
Oh.
Oh. Howard.
You're working.
Yeah. Howard. Oh, I got a meeting here in a little bit, and I had plans to have someone else on, and they got sick.
Oh.
So I kind of had to juggle a little bit. There so I go. Couldn't make it from downtown out here, so I said, you know what? I will call from Howard as I watch. Sunrise, on a beautiful cold morning.
And you don't get a chance to see me in my boot that was given to me by Bell and Sports Medicine.
No, but I think half the city knows that John Mino's got a...
what's that supposed to be?
What we probably would call an irritated Achilles, but yeah. John's referring to as a shredded.
Shredded,
Achilles.
Yeah, shredded.
I've never heard that term. I'm just telling you the term Dr. Evan gave
yeah,
me.
Yeah, right. Shredded.
Yeah.
So, Mark, I'm going to your place.
He said it was like putting an Achilles tendon through a paper shredder. He said that's what it looks like.
No.
And he said, how come you're not in like incredible pain? And when I was like, I am. I'm stoic.
I'm
stoic.
I'm a functioning alcoholic, so I just don't feel it.
Hey, pothead, where did that come from?
okay.
Got a text here. Does Jim brush Milton's teeth? Do you?
Yes, I do. And we have, and you can buy those toothbrushes that
okay, that's
eat,
gross.
That no,
that's
they,
gross. That's so gross, it's unbelievable.
No, he's getting his hair done today.
Brushing a dog's teeth is the grossest thing I've ever heard of in my lifetime. In my life.
John, they're...
Just being honest.
They need to be... They, just being honest. Heart,
I just being honest. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Oh.
I think I'm just amazed that you guys are alive by the end of each week.
But, right?
I know, right?
Yeah, well, it's been close.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, your guys at Bell and Women, they were phenomenal when I went there the other day. They took care of me like you can't believe. They're just, what a great place that is, Bell and Sports Medicine. I'm not blowing smoke here for the advertisement, but having seen it firsthand, really, really good.
Yeah, I, John, I appreciate you saying that, and they have an excellent staff.
Yeah.
It's not just doctors, it's from the therapists, athletic trainers, it's our nurses, it's our front desk staff. They are unbelievable.
Yep.
I think what comes up is you know it's that ability to use our walk-in clinic, and then quickly be funneled over if you need to see a physician.
Exactly.
They are very accessible. They're just great people. But you know what? Because ultimately, without divulging too much with John, it's just one of those things of. A lot of us go through that. You come up with an injury and you go, What am I supposed to do?
Right.
And you know what? I'd rather have them come there, not because it's who we are, but you give up the – if you guys go to the emergency rooms and
– Oh, man, that's
unfortunately,
2 hours. So
you're gonna
expensive.
You're going to be sitting there – yeah, you're going to be sitting there because the heart attack or the car accident, and they have to be seen first.
Right.
And it's – they have to assess everyone who's sitting in that room, and it just depends on the day and the time. So we appreciate you coming in. Hope that you're feeling better.
Yeah.
But John's just going to – he'll get better here.
I know. I'm so looking forward to this weekend. But, Mark, what's nice about those clinics is, like you said, I mean – first of all, it is less expensive, and it's much quicker service. But the other thing is that if it is serious, they'll send you right there.
Absolutely.
It's like a feeder system. Yeah. So, yeah,
but I was actually really surprised when I said, okay, you know, go sit in the waiting room or whatever. And it was like 3 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, that's
and the
nice.
Guy goes, John, take a look. It's
yeah.
like, wow. And then we're put you in this other doctor's office, and he comes in right away, and it's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's
wow.
the part that yeah. was so cool.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that's what we're, I mean, we do listen to customers. We understand, you know, I've been a customer once. It's not fun when you're not feeling well or you're injured that you have to now wait and you're in pain and you want answers. So getting accessible quick service and being seen by qualified professionals and staff, that's what the key is.
Okay. You're talking about being in pain. You want to hear my story?
No.
Yesterday? Mark, listen to this. So we're doing our show from Vintage Rose, and they got this unbelievable food. These big sticky buns is unbelievable. And I'm like, I can't eat any of this amazing food because I have to go get a 3-hour root canal surgery, okay?
Yep. That's partly true.
That's totally true. Which part is not true, Jim?
When I walked in, you were eating two tacos.
That's different.
Eggs,
that was
toast.
Eggs. That's different. So anyway, Mark, pay no attention to him. So Mark. So my dentist, so I'm going to go for this 3-hour dental surgery. They said, the appointment was for 10, be there 15 minutes early, okay?
Yep.
I get there at 9:33. My appointment's at 10, but they want me there like 9:45, right? So I take a Uber there, okay?
Lombardi time.
Okay, Mark, you with me?
I'm with you.
Okay. So I get in and walk through the first door, and on the next door to go into the lobby, it says, we're in a team meeting. We'll be back at 10. So my
that's
Uber
true.
Driver.
This is, that's true.
My Uber driver leaves. My foot is throbbing from my shredded Achilles. I can't stand it. I can't put weight on it. I can't put any weight on it. So I'm trying to stand there on one leg because I can't even get inside to sit on a chair. It's locked. The doors are locked.
It's because they're in this team meeting.
Team meeting.
Which is just, it's just a code for a birthday party
yeah.
celebration. But
so,
anyway.
Yes. So they're in a team meeting. I can't get into my dentist.
They come out with their hats on.
I'm there at the time they told me to be, but you would think they'd yeah. leave one person manning the gate where, well, come on in and sit in the chair, read this 4-year-old magazine,
right.
Golf Digest.
Right.
Well, we have our team bleeping meeting.
Right. Right. Yeah.
I left.
John, did they?
No, he called.
I left.
He called, and they didn't answer.
I kept
that
calling. I'm here. I'm
that
outside. I at least come into the building so I can sit down? Because I have to stand on one foot because I can't put any weight on my other foot.
So you didn't get your root canal?
Didn't get
no.
my root canal. I left. I said,
which I'm kind of glad about
you.
That.
Yeah. So I'm looking for a new dentist. I'm serious. I need a new
John.
Dentist.
Anyway, that did happen, Mark.
Yeah.
This is the honest to God true
we
story.
We talk, you know, we go out a little bit and we share stories, customer service stories off the air.
Yeah,
and
so I go to you guys called in the prescription for me the other day, okay, from Bellin. I go there to get my prescription. Pharmacy is closed. Everybody's out for lunch. Really?
Another birthday
party. If my heart was exploding, if I've got an aorta that's bursting and I need your prescription to make it stop bursting, oh, I'm sorry. We can't get it because we're out for lunch.
It's called surgery.
We can't keep one person back to give you your prescription, and we can't keep one person at the dentist's office to open the door so you can come in and sit down since you've got a shredded Achilles tendon. Yeah.
Like I said, we talk about this before we go on air, and then we say, well, let's not talk about it. And then John's like, okay, and then here we go. So anyway, but that is, they're all true stories. I want to back them up on that. And I give more restaurant stories. But
what happened to customer service? Mark.
Well, Bellin
has
it.
Bellin Health has got customer service.
Phenomenal customer service.
We're planning a merger between Vintage Rose and Bell and Health.
Yes. Two best customer services you'll ever find. Oh, hey, actually,
well,
Mark.
We hey, John, yeah. John, did you eat the sticky buns?
No.
Because you didn't leave?
No.
What?
No, he took a croissant sandwich.
I took it to go with a mushroom and spinach soup that was phenomenal.
That was good.
Oh, my God. And the croissant, the chicken salad croissant, and the chocolate croissant was unbelievable. God. They're phenomenal stuff there. I'm going to go there every day and eat.
Now we have John talking like he's French.
Yeah, I know. Did you notice that? That's it. That'd be shocking. Yeah, well, it'd be gone Monday.
I have a son that talks like that. You know, he thinks he's French at times. You know, and
there
I'm
you
like,
go.
Hey,
I am multicultural.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about the French language. I went to hear a speaker in Oshkosh at this chamber event, and he was on TV, like, whatever that TV you got to pay for, whatever. You know, like, not, you know, those business shows.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, there's business shows on TV that aren't on, like, my antenna TV.
Okay.
This guy was like super famous.
Antenna TV. When's the last person anybody said my antenna TV?
Well, that's what I have.
I had to go up on the roof and I had to adjust the antenna to get this one show.
It was not good yesterday with the wind.
Yeah,
I will admit that.
I put a piece of tinfoil on it.
This is interesting. And this guy's talking about international business. He's talking about currency exchange. He's talking about, you know, different market growth in different countries and stuff. And some guy asked them, they said, hey, look, if I had to learn one language, what would you recommend? Wouldn't you think Chinese? And wouldn't you just guess that or German? Guy goes, French.
French?
That's what he said.
Why French?
It's interesting.
Yeah.
I think this is, and he didn't really expound on it. I wish he would have. That was all I did.
French.
As he said, learn French. And I think, first of all, I don't think the French are really interested in learning English.
No.
You know what I mean? Whereas the other people are trying pretty hard.
Yeah.
Right? They. I don't think they make the biggest effort. Plus, like your son Mark and like John's attempting to do, you know, miserably, is it's a cool language to know, just to know, like
French.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, if you go to France, you're gonna do well.
You're gonna know it. You're gonna need to know it because they're not gonna knock themselves out.
I'm starting small. I'm starting with chocolat. I'm starting with that.
Hey, but, real quick, because I'm standing here in a red top because I wear it. In you know, my wife had cardiac and heart month. I know you guys talked about it. I listened on the way in, but you know, that's a big call out to people listening today. You know, it is a focus for females. I think it was Amanda or Lisa said, you know, it's the focus is for females, but males, I think it's a great thing to reflect on today of heart health, and we all need to do our part. And Jim, best of luck in your stress test.
Yeah, and it's a longer test, but it. That's covered by your insurance. Well, most of it, not all of it, but you know, people should take care of their heart because I don't know what the number one killer is for men. I'm assuming cancer, but for women, it is heart disease. So you gotta, and especially if they don't
have
the
Amanda
symptoms
brought up
we
a
have.
Good point.
Yeah, they don't have the symptoms. We
Amanda,
have.
Well, she does, but Amanda, talk again about what you read.
That women have higher tolerances of internal pain than men. So half the time, we don't even feel the symptoms of a heart attack if it's happening.
Where guys are a little bit more, you know.
A little bit more.
I think that's, you know, I am one of those guys. That's going to be my problem because I don't complain enough about my ailments.
Yeah.
Mark?
No.
Yeah.
We've gotten John taken care of. Let's get Jim taken care of. Next week will be a wonderful week.
It will be. I'm looking forward to that. I mean, it's like, you know, nothing's super pleasant. Colonoscopies, we'll talk about that when that month comes up. And but it's just important that we do this preventive stuff. And it's because you find it and it's too late. It's like, uh-oh.
Women's Heart Health Day. That's very cool. Mark
it is.
Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine, not blowing smoke. You guys are awesome.
Yep.
Thanks, John and Jim and Amanda. We appreciate everything you guys do.
Take care, my friend.
Enjoy the
Super Bowl. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers, to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com. The WISS High School Sports Calendar is brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub.
Here are some events for Oshkosh North teams. February 21st at 6 p.m. is Varsity Gymnastics Conference versus Kaukauna and multiple schools at Kaukauna High. February 22nd is Boys Varsity State Swimming, 9 a.m. at Waukesha South Natatorium. 9:30 is Boys Varsity Sectionals versus Menasha at Menasha High. February 27th at 1 p.m. is Boys Varsity State Wrestling versus WIAA at Kohl Center in Madison. 7:30 is Boys Varsity Basketball at home versus Appleton West. For more events and details, visit Oshkosh North Spartans Athletics. com.
The WISS High School Sports Calendar brought to you by Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub. Open to all those looking to break free from the tyranny of cheap pizza and powdered Mac. Locally sourced from the community for the highest quality ingredients. Zeroni's.com. Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the Macaroni and Pizza Pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. And WGBW. GBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Good looking Friday morning. Still 8 degrees in Green Bay, 8 degrees in Appleton, 9 degrees in Oshkosh. I'm tired of winter. Aren't you just tired of this?
It is. Okay, there's a couple things we can do on that. One is to get out. I mean, tonight, right, I'm going to that Beatles thing, and we got that thing that's going to be fun. And then, of course, that tailgate party is on Sunday with Verizon.
Oh, speaking of which, we're doing a
pop. And then Frank's show is kicked off, too.
Yeah.
That's going on. What are we doing on Sunday?
No, I'm doing it through the show. We're doing a pick'em contest.
Oh, yeah.
Brought to you by Burkle's One Block Over. Kevin Burkle, and the entire gang at Burkle's One Block Over. Great bar restaurant. But here's the deal. We're giving a $20 gift card. Well, I got the hiccups.
Yeah, you do. I'll tell you the same. But we're going to do how many yards Mahomes is going to throw for.
We're going to.
And then I said, John, how about that kid that runs for the Vikings?
Saquon.
And it's Saquon's birthday that day, I heard. So he is going to be pretty jacked up, I would think.
Yes.
So how many
rushing yards for Saquon Barkley? Okay. $20 gift card to Burkle's. And the only way you can enter is by Texas. How do you text us here, Amanda? I don't know how.
Year and a half.
What's that?
How do people text us to give us a list of people?
You download.
All you got to do is download the Civic Media app, and then you can choose WGBW or WISS, and then you can just text in through the app.
So
simple
text
as that.
How many rushing yards for Saquon Barkley? $20 gift card to Kevin Burkle's One Block Over. Deal.
Yep, that'd be fun.
All right, that'll be great.
Do you want to guess? Well, we'll guess later.
I don't want to do that because then people would be like, oh, I'm going to say what Mino said because he's a savant on this thing. It'll be exactly this.
Okay, let's not.
it's the same thing the guys say at Oneida when I put in my picks for. What did Mino say? I'm going with him.
I did find my
you know what?
Ticket.
Okay, let me ask you something about that. I knew there was something I wanted to ask you.
Yeah.
I think I still have money coming. How long do
Six
they hold
months.
It? Oh, okay.
So you're all right.
Okay.
You're all right.
I think I still got like $20 coming.
Okay.
Wait a minute, Amanda.
We have our laughter at 21 after right now.
Oh, do it. Yeah.
So go ahead. Listen to this.
Now, Mino and the Mayor's laughter at 21 after.
Now I got to take my son to school. I got to basically hand him off to the teacher. And you go to these schools, you talk to the parents. Listen, I don't want to talk to anybody in the morning. Right? You just want to do your own thing. But people love to talk in the morning. You ever talk to people? You know how boring people are? You ever get in these conversations? What's going on? Well, last month, we had COVID, and my husband had 102 temperature, and listen. Could you listen to this? I can't listen to this. I need to hear some stuff. When I talk to you, if I ask you what's going on, I need to hear, what's going on? I had an affair last night. Why? You did? What happened? That's what I want to hear. I want to hear about your cold.
The one and only Sebastian Maniscalco is bringing his Laugh Out Loud comedy to the Rush Center Saturday, February 15th at 7 p.m. Call or text in now for your chance to win. 920-264-0606. That's 920-264-0606. Or text in on the Civic Media app. Mino and the Mayor's Laughter at 21 After on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back. I can't wait to see him.
That guy's funny.
He gets it.
You know, it's funny. We were kind of talking about that before the show this morning about people that tell stories and they're not. They're too long. I mean, they have something they want to tell you, but and that's funny that then we listen to that 21 After and he's really said kind of the same thing.
I did a flight one time where the guy talked the entire way about something I had. I'll tell you what it was about. You want me to tell you what it was about?
No,
Let me tell you what it was about.
Okay,
artificial insemination with cows.
Yeah.
He told me everything I needed to know about artificial insemination with his cows.
And you need
he
it
probably
to know.
Thinks. Is that something?
And this is what
the
he said.
The whole time.
He got home, he said, honey, I sat next to the nicest guy.
He was so interested in our artificial insemination project.
That guy was awesome.
Doing. Yeah.
What did he do? I don't know. Where's he from? I don't know.
He didn't talk. He just, Honest, I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
The entire way.
Yeah.
It was just to Detroit, but still, one of those things where it's like the entire time he talks. So anyway. But yeah, I need a dentist. I need a new dentist.
Yeah, you do.
Wouldn't you agree with me on that?
I wouldn't go back. I mean, I had a bad customer experience. And
I'll never say where it is. I'm not going to repeat it. But I'm just saying this is what happened.
And I switched. Yeah. I'm like, no more. And it's funny because it wasn't the doctor. It wasn't the dentist. It wasn't the root canal. It was for you and for me, it wasn't the doctor. It was the service.
Yeah.
And I think after looking into it a little bit, I may have, let her husband go or something. But I you don't take that out on me as a patient. You got to separate those things. But
don't lock me out. Right. I'm here when you told me to be here and I'm locked outside.
Yeah.
You won't let me come in and sit down in a chair and wait for your team meeting to be over.
Yeah.
That's the part that got to me.
Yeah.
You're locking me out when you told me to be here.
Yeah. No, I would get a different dentist, too.
Yeah, I am. So I need some suggestions on a dentist I can go to. So text us in. All right, Amanda?
Well, let's get the yards for Kayshawn.
I totally forgot. Yeah, Saquon.
Saquon.
I forgot to talk to Mark about our business adventure with me and Jeff Nordgard. Because Mark and Jeff went to school together. I think Mark would be a part of this.
I think Mark will say,
Mark,
go ahead.
Mark Houston, if you're listening to Brown Sports.
Are you asking him to be an investor?
Would you like to be a part of the Mino and Nordgard bar? It's called, what do we call it again? 33.
Bar
33.
Yeah, because remember we were comparing to Baskin-Robbins.
Yeah.
No, I get the number, 33? But I think you have to have something leading up or after that. 33.
Was it Pub 33?
Pub, that could work. I mean, I'm not going to invest.
Amanda, call Jeff real quick. Amanda.
We have like 30 seconds.
Yes, call Jeff.
Pub 33.
Pub 33.
No, that...
Was it Pub 33? Do you have Jeff's phone number?
But his number's retired, so could you tie something like that in? 33 retired.
Well, actually,
33.
You know what? No, actually.
How about retired 33?
Can I tell you
young
something?
Young entrepreneurs are going to be like, I want to retire 33.
We could do retired 5. Nobody ever wore my jersey at Mesabi Junior College.
We're being
after
told
me.
Studio 33.
Studio 33.
I like that. That could work.
Nobody ever wore my jersey after Mesabi because I stole it. Quick break. We got Beckett K, the man, coming up.
Listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
As we've been witnessing, the Trump administration plans on using tariffs on other countries as a negotiation tool. Any hiccups could come into play if our trading partners decide to retaliate with their own tariffs. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, along with you on a Friday morning. UW-Madison professor of ag economics and dairy science, Chuck Nicholson, joins us. He's created some models to help speculate what it would cost a Wisconsin dairy farm if Mexico, China, and Canada entered a trade war with the U.S.
That looks like about $2.5 billion or about 8% reduction. So that'd be like getting an 8% cut in your paycheck kind of thing. On an average size Wisconsin dairy farm, that would mean about $35,000 over the course of the next 4 years or so, another about 8%. Significant reduction in key export and domestic markets for us for cheese, something like about a $6 billion reduction in the value of cheese sales, and a nearly one-third reduction in the total value of our dairy product exports going out of the United States.
Time will tell if that comes to fruition. UW-Madison professor Chuck Nicholson joining us. Stick around for more agribusiness news in about a minute.
Join the Midwest Farm Report team along with Wisconsin soybean and corn growers at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Learn from industry experts on disease updates, cover crops, DOT standards, weather patterns, and more. Comedian Greg Warren will bring humor to the closing of the event. Connect with fellow farmers and share ideas among the breakout session, and don't miss the popular beer and bowl session. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org.
If you milk with robots, you know that cow flow is everything. Cow Corner Consulting helps you maximize cow flow by working with your team to improve your barn workflows, your feed management, and your system settings. Visit cow-corner.co to learn how. Cow Corner is an independent consulting company and works with all brands of robots. They're ready to go to work for you. Sign up for the free e-newsletter or contact John Gerbitz at cow-corner.co.
I don't think anyone wants to open up their mailbox and find a swarm of bees. But if you're a beekeeper, that's what you'll be hoping for very soon. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is helping beekeepers with their live honeybee orders. They recommend ordering early. Find those bee ordering tips and tricks at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, you'll also see that Governor Tony Evers announced his budget proposal for agriculture totaling $80 million. The Wisconsin Cheesemakers Association pointed out a handful of programs that it wants to see passed, including continuing the Dairy Processor Grant Program and making sure food labels are transparent. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have some snow on the way late tonight through most of Saturday with around 4 to 5, maybe even up to 6 inches of accumulation possible by the time everything winds down late Saturday evening. Today, mostly sunny, partly cloudy this morning with clouds increasing this afternoon. Our high 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Join me this week as we talk to my friend and national figure Adam Kinzinger in what will be certain to be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
To be an incredible conversation.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
An Amber Alert issued for 16-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam has been extended into Arkansas. Franklin, who is 3 months pregnant, was last seen at her home Sunday night. 40-year-old Gary Day is wanted in connection with her disappearance. Day is a resident of Cabot, Arkansas, and is believed to be the father of Sophia's unborn baby. Police say Day's 2014 black Buick LaCrosse has been seen with Arkansas and Pennsylvania license plates. Anyone with information is asked to call the Beaver Dam Police Department. Discover Green Bay has put together a sweepstakes that will give one lucky winner and up to three of their guests the 2025 Draft Ultimate Fan Experience. It includes two nights at Oneida Casino Hotel, hospitality passes, airfare, and a $500 Visa gift card. Sign up at greenbay.com or search Draft 25 Sweepstakes. When the NFL Draft comes to Green Bay in April, it will be the area's chance to show off what makes it a great place to live and work. Online websites and blogs such as BuzzFeed provide anecdotal evidence that people may want to live to a city that they visited as tourists, a theory that Nick Meisner, the vice president of digital marketing for Discover Green Bay, subscribes to.
How many of those visitors are the teachers or the nurses or the doctors or the construction worker or, you know, those key jobs that we need for the infrastructure of our community? You know, those visitors could be that next crop of employees for that.
Meisner made his comments on a recent episode of Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, airing Sundays on WGBW. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS, and, of course, the Civic Media app, 9 degrees in Green Bay, Appleton, Oshkosh. It is cold out there. Big day today, Women's Heart Health Day. A lot of great stuff going on today, but we have a young man here who is an entrepreneur on his own. Beckett K, shorts on sports, wearing his full Philadelphia Eagles regalia.
And Beck.
Hey, nobody.
What did I tell you the first time I met you, like, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 months ago?
That the Chiefs were going to go to the Super Bowl.
Good memory.
You didn't say anything about winning, though.
I would have worn red. I don't have a lot of Chiefs stuff. I would have dressed more like the Chiefs because I didn't know you were coming in dressed like the Eagles.
So, why are you an Eagles fan?
Right. I was just going to.
I'm basically cheering for the Eagles because the Chiefs are the other team.
Yep.
You don't like the Chiefs, huh?
Yeah. No.
You're like me then.
I like the Eagles, but if the Eagles play like the Bills, I would like care less of whoever won.
Wow, yeah.
Do you know that it's the who's the running back again?
Saquon Barkley.
Did you know it's his birthday on Sunday? Is that
we
cool?
have a contest? You got to take partner. Oh contest
yeah, you can
here.
Jump in.
$20 gift certificate to Burkle's One Block Over Restaurant. How many yards will Saquon Barkley get for a $20 gift certificate? How many yards will he have? Write this down, Amanda, if you don't mind, please. For this is Beckett's pick.
Okay. Well, I heard you guys in like when I was in the lobby waiting, and I was like, oh, he had 2,005 rushing yards this season, but for Sunday. I don't think anyone's going to be able to bring him down. I'm going to take 115 yards.
115. Got that, Amanda? 115. Once again, text in, folks. We're giving a contest here. $20 gift certificate to Burkle's One Block Over. How many rushing yards will Saquon Barkley have?
Wait, so...
Yeah, it's his birthday today. I'm sorry. It's today.
Got a text here. Oh, it's today?
Yeah.
Got a text here. Somebody text me in.
Oh, what's my dad?
Hi, Beckett. That was for you.
All right.
That's a good-looking jersey, though. I like their old-school jersey and those colors.
Yeah.
That's a good color. That reminds you of, like, Reggie White when he played for the Eagles.
Right.
Yeah, I have a Reggie White card of him wearing this jersey.
That's the exact same color.
It's a card from, like, 86. So
oh, wow. Cool.
It's, like, a cool one, so it's worth a lot.
Hang on to that.
Okay, now how many fumbles do you think he's going to have?
None.
No, he's only had two. I know. Yeah. That is going to be a good game. I mean, who's going to win? I know. You don't win on anger. You know, you got to root for the team. And so the Eagles, you like the Eagles.
Very much.
Okay. But who's going to win? And just, you got to be honest with this. Let's say you were betting, and don't ever bet.
All of your sports memorabilia that you have in your life.
Only bet what you can afford to lose.
Yes.
Okay, fine. Then I'm picking the Chiefs because I don't even, I think the Chiefs are going to win, not because they're good.
They seem unbeatable. Don't they, though? Find a way to win.
It's not the Chiefs that are unbeatable.
It's Mahomes. You're right.
It's the refs that are unbeatable.
You're
one of those conspiracy guys. Yeah.
What? If Patrick Mahomes' shoes untied, they call a 40-yard penalty.
Wow. Listen to this guy. You're jaded at such a young age.
It is.
I mean, I'm jaded. He's jaded. But we're old.
We're old. Crumungeons.
He used to be a drug addict. I used to drink. I mean, you know.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Don't fall into that conspiracy stuff. That's the problem with this internet. No, there's the refs aren't in this. That if you're going to throw a sport, throw boxing because it's one guy. There's no way you're going to throw out.
No, I disagree with that. Did you see that thing, the Major League umpire that got fired the other day? He was considered one of the best umpires in all of Major League Baseball, and he got fired because of a gambling thing.
Really?
Where a buddy of his, he was on like the same, like if you and I, how we bet at Oneida.
Yeah.
Let's say just one of us was registered or whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Well, he was also on that list with this guy who was a big time bettor. And he was like the top umpire in Major League Baseball, got fired. So what I'm saying is I guarantee you, this is just the tip of the iceberg about people coming. And what's his name? Ohtani for the Dodgers. Okay.
Oh, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah. His business partner got just sentenced to 57 months in prison.
Yeah.
Because this is the tip of. So when you talk about. That's going to start popping out.
Two things we're talking about. We're talking about gambling. And talk about it. We're talking about addiction.
With officials,
earlier.
I'm telling you.
But I don't think did he get kicked out because he was on the. Because you can't gamble if you're in sports.
Right.
I mean, and even the announcers can't do that, which is like.
Right.
I don't know. Did the guy throw the game? That's what I'm saying.
There's no proof of that, but he's affiliated with this other guy.
I get that.
But he's fired. Like the top umpire in Major League Baseball, fired.
Because he gambles.
Yeah. Got a text here, disappointed that Mike Holmgren did not make the NFL Hall of Fame last night. Yeah. Oh. Who did? I don't
Sterling
even know.
Sharp.
Okay. So, Sterling Sharp, yep. Antonio Gates, Eric Allen, an Eagle, and then Jared Allen.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But, so how does this Saquon Barkley thing work? So is it like whoever's closest, or does someone have to get like spot on?
Well, we'll give it to the closest without going over.
No.
Price is Right rules.
No. Jim, you've never run a kid. Game show in your life. I've run 1,000, and you try to make the rules.
Let me ask you. Okay, here's this.
Don't touch my Tang.
Which phone is closer to the Tang?
That one.
Right. So
because
it doesn't make a difference if it's under or over. If you picked 100, would you pick 115 yards? Would you say?
Yeah.
Okay. So if somebody picks 116 and then somebody picks 100, who wins?
What if somebody puts 1,000,000 and then somebody puts 1,000,001 and then somebody puts 1,000,000,000? Because it can go off to an infinity, Jim, because it doesn't have an ending. So they can't. That's why that's done like that.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Bob Barker explained this one day to talk about getting your dogs neutered and whatever.
Spayed and neutered.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He explained that the reason they do that is otherwise somebody would say, my number is infinity.
Beckett, do you know who Bob Barker is?
Price is Right.
Okay.
You've seen it?
Bob Barker is Bob Barker.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Very, very good answer.
Then go ahead and pick infinity.
Okay, then I'm going to pick infinity and one. Who wins?
You can't go to infinity and one.
No.
So that person's going every single time.
Man,
that's why
I have no idea what you're talking about. And I was the druggie. So what do you? Who wins? So somebody picks 116, somebody picks 100. And the actual mile,
under.
the actual yards
under
are 115.
Yeah.
Let him answer.
Can we just, kids at Da Vinci.
Well, wait, so.
Okay, the contest is whoever gets closest to 115 yards wins a $20 gift certificate.
Without going over.
That's what we're debating. And I say somebody gets 116 yards, they're over, right?
They don't win.
Somebody picks 100 yards. Who wins?
Okay, and the Price is Right.
We're not playing the Price is Right. With Jim here.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Let's move on.
I think if he's like 1 yard over, like, who cares?
It's if it's 10 yards over, yeah. he's closer than the guy that picked the 100.
But I don't think these rules. Bob Barker made these rules.
Yeah, how's he doing?
He's doing great. He's 137 years old. He still has great hair.
Anyway, Beckett, what else is going on in your life?
Congratulations. You had an event last night. A couple of things. Yeah.
Let's hear about last night.
Well, it was a fundraiser for the wine and cheese event as they do every single year.
For the what?
Well, it's a wine and cheese event for the Boys and Girls Club.
For Boys and Girls,
For the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Green Bay. We raised $482,600.
Say that again, because when your mom said that, I thought I misheard her.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Tell it really slowly, because this is the most amount of money. I've been involved with 9,000 fundraising type things. This is the biggest number I've ever heard. Say it again.
Okay. Just so you know, there might be like a couple hundred dollars added on.
Yes.
Because I was talking too fast.
Yeah.
So $482,660.
It's amazing.
And 1/4 of a penny.
It's amazing.
That is incredible.
$480,000 you guys raised last night. You and Bill Jarts.
That's like a telethon.
That's amazing in one night. I've never seen or heard anything like that.
What's it for?
Boys and Girls Club.
Which are great places, aren't they, though?
They're the best.
Just fantastic. Love those places.
That was my first job, Boys and Girls Club on 9th Street. Anyway,
our friend Terry just texted. He feels bad for your guest. The kid is going to be disappointed. Go Chiefs.
Okay, Terry. Look, I don't know.
I had to bet everything I own on this game, I'd bet on the Chiefs.
Yeah,
I would, but I'm pulling for Philadelphia.
Johnny, that happens all the time. Where I'll pick the team. I'll always pull for the Packers. Always. But I don't always bet on them.
I'll always pick the Chiefs to win, except when they're playing in Buffalo in the regular season.
Yeah, yeah. Good
point.
That's
the only time that I
did
don't
Did you
pick
see that, though, about Josh Allen, who's like my favorite player in the NFL? He had food poisoning during that game.
Oh. He was MVP. Did you know that?
Yeah, but he had food poisoning.
Yeah, that MVP was...
But tell me about the food poisoning, though. Was it...
He took his family out for dinner, and he got food poisoning. He was up, like, all night. Really? You know what happens with food? All night, right up till game time. He played with food poisoning. Yeah.
Wow.
I thought he seemed a little weird.
Did you?
Early in the game. It's like, well, even the announcers, even Tony Romo said, that's unusual for him. Yeah. He had bleeping food poisoning.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. So which game, the AFC Championship or the regular season?
No. NFC Championship game.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wait, and they're all, that's probably kind of scared. Like, I mean, the Chiefs fans hate the Bills, so they probably.
I know. That could have happened.
Oh, there you go. This kid's nine years old and it's a conspiracy.
They think that happened to Michael Jordan one time. Remember that NBA playoff game?
The flu game.
Yes. He had room service the night before, got like a pizza, and they think the guy poisoned it. No, this is true, Jim. Okay. You look this up. And I thought the same thing.
This is not a conspiracy. Conspiracy. This is a fact.
Yeah. Well, I don't think he was sick, but people get sick all the time.
Okay, Amanda, can you look it up, please? Michael Jordan poisoned before an NBA playoff game?
Now, that would be... That's the question.
And I think the same thing happened to Josh
Allen. Now, then the answer is
you can do it. You know what you can do it with? I don't mean to throw this out there. I don't mean to tell people how to poison people. But you know how you can do that? With eye drops. Eye drops poison people.
Okay, so we got a minute, but it said it may have been called the flu game, but it was food poisoning from the pizza he ate at the hotel the night before.
Thank you.
I don't doubt that at all.
Thank you. They poisoned him.
No, they didn't say that.
Oh, my God.
How can you read? They poisoned him into that
paragraph.
Okay, whatever.
New topic.
Here we're going to go. Becca, I want to hear
new topic after the break.
Okay, we're going to go to a break, but you have all this stuff going on in your life right now. The interviews,
Shorts on sports.
I want to talk about that youth tournament for pickleball. I want to talk about, that.
We got a lot of stuff we're going to talk about
stuff.
Here, Becca.
I want to talk about that pie. That pie run. Yeah, Pie Day. That's a good time. And I think people should participate.
Who's the greatest sports cast guest you've ever had for your podcast? Who's the best? If you don't say me, you're out of here. No, right now. You're out right now. Is it me? Yes or no? Yes or no, Beckett.
If you would cheer for the Eagles.
I'm having such a bad week.
If you would cheer for the Eagles, I would say you.
I picked a bad week to stop sniffing glue, Beckett.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise, because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
What I want, you've got that might be hard. Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM. WISS coming your way in Oshkosh and Appleton. Get your picks in. Okay, people text in their picks for a $20 gift card to Burkle's One Block Over. How many rushing yards is Saquon Barkley going to get on Sunday without going over?
No, don't.
Oh, my God.
We can go over. Just
Becca K already says 115, so that's taken. 115. Amanda, how do people text in?
We've had one, two. About eight people texting. No,
but tell them how to do it.
Remind people. Do they text?
Yeah.
Okay. So download the Civic Media app, and then you select WGBW or WISS, and then you can text in through the app. Simple as that.
Amanda, my bottle of water is still frozen.
I can't.
This talks about the kind of week I've had. I mean, my tank.
There's a little bit at the top you can drink.
You ever drink Tang? You should drink Tang. When I was your age, I drank a lot of Tang. That has helped make me the man I am today.
Stay away from it. Mm. The Tang, do you know Tang? Have you drank Tang?
Never.
They took it to the moon.
I was just going to say.
I've never even heard of Tang.
Well, you should know what? I bet your mom. Mom, do you remember Tang when you were young?
Oh, yeah.
Your mom
remembers. Everybody knows Tang.
Everybody knows Tang.
Well, everybody that was born.
Why don't you feed your kid Tang?
The astronauts.
What's wrong with you? The astronauts took it to the
moon.
And back.
Okay.
Mars?
Hey, let's a couple
Mars?
Things.
We got an interesting text. Hang on 1 second.
All right.
We say, okay, Jim, let's put this in terms of table linens. You have 6 table settings and 8 set of linens. Do you cram 8 sets into 6 spots, or would you go over?
Okay.
That is fair. Chris.
Yep, Chris.
Chris, thank you. Go ahead, Jim.
And that's kind of true.
Yeah.
No, would I use the other two? No, I would. What do you mean? No, I don't. That doesn't have anything to do with going over on the yards. Oh,
not
Chris, but thank you for
not applicable to you, huh?
Yeah,
Mr. Mayor. Right. Okay.
Anyway, hey, look, tell me about you're at Da Vinci. Love that school. It's staying downtown, thanks to Dr. Tiller. You have a big pie run, and pie, you know, is everybody when you hear pie, you think of pie, but you Da Vinci kids think of 3.1714. So tell
us
about that day.
3.1415.
Oh, 14. I'm sorry.
I knew that.
Okay, John, tell me how. Do you want to explain to this kid
what? Pie?
Pie.
I don't have time.
We'll use the top of that soda bottle and the top of this cup. Everybody knows how to do it, but not everybody.
Anyway, I don't know how to do it, Jim. I'm dumb, okay?
2.14.
Just point it out to everybody.
But then, so you're saying, you just said that Tane made you the person that you are, so Tane made you dumb.
Well, no, he's not dumb.
No, I mean physically, it's made me the specimen that
okay,
I am.
Okay, tell us about that race, Becca.
Okay, so it's a 5K race, just a tiny bit over, but we don't talk about that.
You see what I got on my foot? I can't do it. Well, I got a shredded Achilles tendon.
It's not till March. Shredded. It's March 15th. That thing will be long gone healed.
All right.
So that's coming up. How do the people register?
The doctor said it's like somebody put their foot in like a lawnmower blade and just shredded my Achilles tendon. They said most people would be in the hospital.
Okay.
Me?
Nope. We are, Becca, I'm sorry this is happening, man. Yeah. We are getting no progress here. So there's a race. Yes. This kid came on our show to promote this race that's coming up. This race is happening at Da Vinci School on the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day.
Which is my birthday. What are you doing for my birthday?
It is his birthday.
Okay.
You going to celebrate my birthday?
It is his birthday.
Wait, when?
St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, St. Patrick's
Day. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll talk about that as it gets closer because we're not making any progress toward that. Tell us about this National Youth Talent Team that you got awarded to.
So it was a 1 in 20 people, but 1 in 10 acts from all around the world. There's even a kid coming in from the Netherlands. And you like had to rehearse with like a coach that you were assigned to. So I got this person named Ashley, Coach Ashley. And you work to make your skill set better, and then you perform. So I might have to do, like, some dance.
Whoa!
I don't want to, but, you know, my mom was like, try them.
So it's a talent show. It's like,
Wait a minute. Impersonate your mom one more time, because it did sound like her. Give me it one more time.
Try something. I need my Starbucks.
It's a long walk home.
Mom just gave a very dirty look.
So this is, like, an international talent contest for Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
And you were selected as one of the, out of 100,000, you were selected.
Yeah, and everyone else was doing, like, music and singing and everything. I'm the only one doing something different. So, like, there's this kid from the Netherlands, Sean, he's playing the piano. No, Justin's playing the piano. Sean, I think, is playing the guitar. There's Avery playing something, and there's, like, these two.
So this is a worldwide thing.
Yeah, and then there's these two girls just two groups of girls that are, like, six that are, like, doing, like, some, like, K-pop singing thing.
So, and what are you going to do?
Podcasting. So, like, it's going to be weird because all these kids are teenagers.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be the youngest one there. I'm going to be the only one doing podcasting.
So is it a competition or is it a team thing? Because Boys and Girls Club looks to build teams.
Yeah, I think it's like a team
thing. So you're probably going to be interviewing these people. And I can see that coming out. That's why they put you on there is because I think you're going to be like the anchor of the... that's going to be cool. And when is that? You're going to San Diego? When are you doing this?
Cinco de Mayo.
Nice.
So the May 5th to the 9th. But we might stay later to make it a vacation.
Oh, the zoo.
That's been changed. I don't know if you know the new president changed the name of that. It's now Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. He changed that. Very close.
Yeah. No longer Cinco de Mayo. It's now Cinco de Mayo. Okay.
February 28th.
You're getting under my skin today.
Yeah. It's every day, buddy. It's every day.
You're getting under my skin today.
Hey, February 28th. Tell us what's going on.
Welcome to Jim's World.
At Marin.
Oh, so that's a kindness event.
Yes.
I've heard that there's going to be Bucks players and Packer players there.
Wow.
And then apparently they have a surprise for me. I get to speak in front of the whole school.
Isn't that going to be fun? At Marion Elementary School.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's cool. I'm glad that you're a good example to other kids. How old are you?
10.
That's awesome. You got a good start
there.
You got great
parents. When I was 10?
I don't know.
We don't got time.
Thank you.
Hold on,
we're out of time. We're going to be right back.
Hang on, you're coming back.
Coming up.
All right. We're going to start a quick break. Beck and Kay, Shorts on Sports. And we got a great singer coming, great entertainer coming in at 8:30, Tony Fritz. Back after this. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
It is too common here, heart disease, and we're talking about it in the next New Wisco Weekend. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. It's also Heart Month. The health facts and tips you need to know.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. The flavor in Yeti Yum's freeze-dried candy, it will take you on a trip from chewy to crunchy. It's a Yeti adventure. Yeti, Yeti Yum's. It's a Yeti adventure.
Yeti Yum's, super fun and full of flavor. Freeze-dried candy and fruit, fresh cotton candy, Lotus energy drinks, kombucha refills, and new creations every week. Plus over 15 free samples. Visit them in downtown Oshkosh.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Two people were killed in eastern Tennessee overnight as severe storms and a possible tornado blew through the region. Police say a mother and daughter from the same household died. Right now, they are assessing damage near Knoxville. In addition to those millions of federal workers who have been offered buyouts and the shuttering of the U.S. Agency for International Development, the chair of the Federal Election Commission has also been removed by the Trump administration. ABC's Rachel Scott.
The FEC was created by Congress to be this independent watchdog over our election system. Overnight, the chair of the FEC, Ellen Weintraub, says that she was fired by President Trump in a letter. She is a Democrat, but this is a bipartisan commission, and under law, the president is supposed to first nominate her replacement. In a statement on social